For WKAR News, this is Scott Pohl. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan is troubled by many aspects of the budget President Donald Trump has sent to Congress, notably the elimination of Great Lakes Protection funding. The senator tells me that, quoting here, overall, this budget makes no sense from a Michigan standpoint.
So you start with zeroing out any dollars to help us protect the Great Lakes or clean up the beaches or protect the fish population or block Asian carp from coming in. They also got conservation programs through the Farm Bill, which we created, that deal with, again, water quality, runoff into the lakes, projects that are going on around Michigan with local farmers and conservation groups and so on. But I'm also deeply concerned about the fact that he creates extreme cuts in health care. It's a 10-year budget. By the 10th year, they would cut Medicaid health care by 50%, and 3 out of 5 Michigan seniors in nursing homes are there because of Medicaid health care. Medicaid pays for their nursing home care.
As ranking Democrat on the Agriculture Committee, what would be your message to farmers in Michigan about this budget?
The cuts in it are so extreme that it would make it impossible for us to get a 5-year farm bill. We just did a hearing in Frankenmuth, a wonderful hearing with the chairman, my friend Pat Roberts from Kansas. He and I both agree that with the extreme cuts that they make in farm bill funding, both support for farmers as well as small towns, it would be impossible for us to get a 5-year farm bill done. And the farm bill is up for renewal next year.
Have you found anything to like in this budget?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, they address security, which is something I certainly support, but they do it in a way that takes investments out of everything else that involves growing economy, whether it's education, public schools, healthcare, supporting rural communities, farmers, protecting the Great Lakes. They basically have decided that other than security, which we all support, they want to put all the dollars into another round of tax cuts for multimillionaires and billionaires at the expense of the majority of Michigan families and communities. And that's not going to create jobs and grow the economy.
Have you had an opportunity to talk with Republican colleagues about this budget? What are you hearing from the other side of the aisle?
Well, I certainly have talked to the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. He and I both share deep concerns about the fact that this budget turns its back on small towns and rural communities all across Michigan and all across the country. I know other colleagues are very concerned about the deep cuts in healthcare and education. So we'll see. But I think it's going to involve people getting engaged. I hope folks will go to my website and my Facebook page and speak out both about the gutting of Great Lakes protections, but also about the other extreme measures in this bill. This is not reflective of the values and priorities of our country.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, thank you.
My pleasure.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.